Hey guys, it's your boy King Kelechi, and you are listening to Anime's Most Wanted podcast, part of Ginyu Talk Network, presented by G4, Nyx, Art Rogue Mel, and yours truly. AMW is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever else you listen to your podcasts. So, without further ado, sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode.
Yes, we're here talking about an anime called 86. And this segment, I'm calling it to watch or not to watch, because I thought I will be funny like that. so yes, to watch or not to watch 86. Before we get into all of that, we're gonna do like we always do, a short description of the anime, hey, watch it or not watch it, short, and then we'll let y'all know we're going full deep dive in, spoiler alert. And the premise of this segment, to watch or not to watch, is we're applying the 3-episode rule. So we watch 3 episodes of an anime and give our opinion if it's worth investing your time in it or not. And if me and Diego are going to watch it or not and review it fully.
Yep.
So that's our premise of these to watch or not to watch.
And I think it would be worth to at the end, I don't know, rate it.
Yes.
Like 1 to 5, I don't know, stars, Dragon Balls, Devil Fruits, something like that.
One to five, ink pens.
Yeah, let's think what's the best. To not make it like stars, because stars is like,
yeah, stars are just, you know, gotta be different. We'll shop it out, but as now we will go with 1 to 5 ink pens.
Okay.
And me and Diego will, by the time we finesse these episodes, we will have better names for everything. It's good to be back with Diego. It's good.
Yeah.
Diego, it's good to have you back. You can laugh and talk about the wild animes you suggest. This was not on me. This is your suggestion.
I was kind of on a mess train because, yeah, you know, we talked about Gachi Akuta, which is a messy manga, which is pretty cool. Go listen to that podcast. It's worth the half an hour spent on that, because it's a pretty good manga. And now we're going to another messy story called 86, which is another messed up story. And basically I think we can start diving down a little bit on the premise of the story, which is something you can read on the description, on the synopsis of Crunchyroll, basically. So it's not actually spoilers. The story tells, it's basically a war between two different countries, if you can call it like that.
I think it's two different countries, two different prefectures type of thing.
Yeah. And basically the main country that we're talking about, or the story, like where the story and the protagonists live, it's called San Magnolia Republic. I don't know if that's the correct name in English.
Yeah, Republic of San Magnolia, yeah.
Yeah, that. And they're fighting against the Skynet of this story called autonomous drones.
Autonomous
of the Empire of Giath. Giath, yeah. Like G-I-A-D. They are called, like, these autonomous drones are called the Legion, which is basically, like I said, like the Skynet, because it's like an AI that turned against their creators and wiped out the whole empire.
You know. Like it's gonna happen soon here.
Yes, I know. It's like ChatGPT.
Right. We do not learn from what we write. We do not learn from what we write.
And Yeah, so basically this war is ongoing, and there's this propaganda in the Republic of San Magnolia where they are also fighting with using autonomous drones. And soon, like in the first few minutes, we are reminded that that's just propaganda from the government, is that that's not true. They're actually using soldiers to pilot these drones. And these pilots are basically considered less than humans. That's why they're called like autonomous, because they don't even consider like having humans in there. These soldiers are called 86, because there's 85 districts inside the Republic of San Magnolia, and there's an 86th district that is outside of the wall that surrounds this republic, and that's where these 86 live. And so basically the story, it's yeah, we follow up this soldier girl, soldier teenage, which is like, I don't know, 17 years old, but it's already a major in the army.
Yeah, I'm like, how? But, you know, yeah. Anime logic.
It's yeah, you know, it's anime, and there's like 12-year-olds that are captains of armies. And yeah,
right?
You know. So this girl basically handles, it's called a handler. Her position is a handler, and she handles the processors, which are the soldiers fighting in the battlefield. And she basically like helps them with the, yeah, you know, gave them like missions, plans,
and
tactics.
And plans,
yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like playing a video game in a weird
she's
sense.
She's the conductor of the battles in a way, yeah.
And basically it's following up the missions of this squadron called Spearhead, which is the District 1, like the main squadron fighting against the Legion, because they are like the ones in the up front. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's a pretty messed up story. First three episodes up until now, what's your take?
Yes, before we go all into that, I would like to say that this anime is an adaptation of Asato Asato's sci-fi light novel.
Oh, it's a light novel. Nice.
It's a At first, I thought by the storylines, I was like, this had to be a manga, because you had to like. It seemed like they could have wrote out a lot of episodes per battles, but it's a light novel. It was published by ASCII Media Works and produced by Aniplex, and the production was A1 Pictures. And when I saw A1 Pictures, I knew it was going to be pretty.
Yeah.
That's that. I knew it was going to be pretty, because I watch a lot of A1 Picture productions.
Yeah, watching A1 Pictures in the title is like, I don't know, watching UFO Table or something like that.
Right, right. So I was like, yes, A1. I know these people. I like their art style. It's going to be pretty. It might be gritty here and there, because, you know, I didn't read any synopsis. I went in blind, like how Diego said, you want to watch 86? It's about this. And I was like, okay, I'll give it a try. I didn't read anything. All I knew was it was done by A1 Pictures.
Yep.
And so I was like, cool. I didn't even read a synopsis, nothing.
And then, it was probably a surprise to see the messed up story. That
yes. So in the first, I think it's the first, almost the first episode already, they let us know that everything is a lie.
Yeah. There's a lot of that also, like, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. So this without giving any spoilers, the first three episodes had me all up in my feelings about how close this is to our real world, even though it's fantasy and sci-fi. The parallels of what's going on in the real world, and now I was like, I don't know if I can deal with this right now.
I think that from these three episodes, the thing for me is like my second it's like a rewatch this time. And there's some stuff that I didn't notice the first one that are pretty simple, but I kind of didn't notice because I was like having it in the background somehow until the story like got me the first time. But this time I think I noticed that there's a lot of point of view changes, like going back in time. Like you watch the first point of view of Lena, which is the main protagonist, like the handler Max, that we talked about. You see like some events of her up to one point, and then you go back in time and watch the events from the point of view of the 86 squad.
Yes, how they experienced the battle. Yes, yes.
Up to the same point where, and then the stories connect, and then you watch a little bit of them connected, which is when they are like talking through the communicator.
Yes.
And then when they are not connected, you also see like once again the different point of views up to the point where they connect again, which I think it's pretty cool because you don't miss like kind of nothing from the point of view of anyone.
Yes, you see the front end and the back end of the action. Right, if you want to call it like that, that's how I call it. You see, the front end is, what's her name again? Lena.
Lena.
Yeah, Lena. I'm guiding, and it's the conductor of the battle.
Yep.
And you see how her day moves into the battle, and how she deals with the aftermath of the battle, and then. In a blink of a second, you go to the side of the people who the 86, the spearheads, and how they go through their day that leads to the battle and the aftermath of the battle, and where it connects when they're debriefing, right? At the end of the night / day, depending what time when the battle finishes, when they're debriefing each other, right? Okay, so this before we get into the thick of the things, we're gonna hit spoilers now. All of what we're saying before is like you can see in the first few episodes. Now we're gonna hit spoilers.
Hold up. This is a whole spoiler alert. I'm not gonna lie to you. If you don't wanna be spoiled, you don't wanna be hitting the feels with any upcoming spoilers, I suggest you stop listening right now. Like right now. Just don't do it. Just stop. Stop. Like, seriously. Like, stop. Like, all right. You know what? You wanna carry on listening? Don't say I didn't warn you.
First of all, I think things that I liked is how crude this is. Like when someone from the Spearhead Squadron is already out of commission and is about to die. Basically, the most humane thing that Undertaker, which is our male protagonist, the leader of the like the commander or leader of the Spearhead Squadron, basically has to suck it up. And no matter the feelings, you need to do the humane thing. And basically, he kills the soldier that is already out of commission. Instead of letting them die, like he destroys their brain. And
yes, because that's a thing in this thing. These AIs learn from the humans that are in these machines.
That's not on the first three episodes.
Oh, no. Oh, my bad. Anyways,
no problem.
this is how it goes. Let's just say this guy is shooting his teammates. He has to because it's the right thing to do. It's the thing that they want, they agreed on, that they don't want to be, taken by these machines. They don't want to die by these machines, or so on and so forth. And I'm like, how? That's a lot of pressure. Because he seems like he's also like in his young 20s, something like that, right? How much pain and burden that is. Like he calls himself the Undertaker for a good reason. That his name fits his job.
Let me tell you that he's 16 in the first volume of the.
Oh my God, he's 16. Yes. He is 16, and he has humanely and now I'm putting big ass air quotes. Had to humanely finish a chunk. What he said, 500. Wait, hold on. I don't know. It's a lot of people.
He has this box where he takes out a piece of the robot of the drone that the deceased soldier lifts.
Yeah.
So basically, he takes a chunk of it and then marks it with the name of the people of the person he killed. And he has like this.
Diego just wants me to be miserable when he sends me this. I mean, that again. If we don't even look at the story, the animation is half. It looks like it's half drawn, half CG, right?
Yeah, it's half CGI, half.
Yeah, because I can understand with all those the mechanical drones and stuff. That drawing all of that by hand, it would have taken forever to make this anime.
But it's pretty. Actually, the CGI is pretty good.
That's what I was gonna say. It does not take away from it doesn't distract me from the story. The CGI fighting is smooth. You know, it's not clunky, because some looks heavy at times, but because these drones are fast and spider-like in a way.
Yep.
It moves smoother and it doesn't take away and distract and it looks good. So I'm not distracted by the CGI, but you could see it is CGI though. Mm-hmm. The day we can't see the difference is the day like the mangakas might finally get some rest.
Yeah.
But so, you know, yeah.
Yeah, continuing with the story, I think one of also the things that I liked is the how you can see we know that our protagonist Lena is like a saint because she actually cares of these people because she was once in the battlefield and she was saved by one of the 86 and she actually wants to make a difference. But you know, given that this is the sixth or fifth handler that the spirit has
handlers, yes.
Yeah, usually the handlers for spearhead do not last because they either become crazy, they cannot handle the pressure, or there's one that even commits suicide.
Yep.
And she's and by this time, you know, these are kids, these are teenagers that are fighting in the front lines. They are kind of sick, and they actually some of them hate the people from Republic of San Magnolia.
There's no kind of. They hate.
They're called Albas, right? The race, because all of them are like silver haired and silver eyes. They're called the Albas, and that's why they are like they feel like they are superior from the other from the 86 people. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things that I remember, and now that I'm watching again, that it's pretty hard. It's, you know, the last bit of the episode 3 when I think it's called Calle, the black girl, the black hair girl.
Yes.
Like she gets ambushed, or she gets like she falls into a trap of the Legion because they didn't have a map, and she ends up dying, and I think it's pretty hard that whole scene because we fell kind of in love with her during the episode, and it seemed that everything was starting to
mesh, they were starting to figure each other out,
and they were starting to open up to Lena, and they were like, okay, you're not so bad, and then
you're trying to help us, you're trying to say make sure we have no casualties.
And then after she dies and she's like, oh, I'm really sorry that she died, and then that's when everything explodes because, you know, they're kids on the battlefield, and how was he called? This guy from I just remember to hear his like code name, which is Laughing Fox.
Ah, yes, the one with the yellow hair. Yes.
Yeah, how is he called? Oh, it's Teoto.
Ah, all right.
Yeah, he like basically explodes because he's the one that hates the most the Albas, and he's like, yeah, are you really? Why are you saying sorry? Because you don't even care. You're not even here. We're the ones fighting. You're just, for you, we're less than pigs. And even though you say that you want to be different, we know that's not true. You're just one of them. And for you, you will go and have your dinner as if nothing happened after you go out of work. And we're dying here. We're alone. We're less than pigs for you. And it's like, that really hits you, right? I mean, yeah, for me, yeah, it was like
that,
oh,
that
damn,
part
that's...
of the that part of the anime that where the real emotions find, like, I mean, the, you know, the hate on both sides, like on the one side, the silver-haired community, they the people who know that the 86 exist. Mm-hmm. And are at the forefront, just don't care. They don't even consider them humans. They don't consider them as anything more than literal bait. Yep. Like literal bait and trashable fighters. Like, yeah, they don't even care if they come back or not. They're like, they send them to the front lines, you die, you live, whatever, don't care. You are a shield, literal meat shields. Okay,
that's, yes, basically they're meat shields. Yeah, because yeah, in theory, at least from what we are told in the first three episodes, the war is only going to last two more years. Because in theory, this legion does not have the energy or battery to last more than 6 years of running. So yeah, in theory, they're going to disconnect after 2 years and the war will stop. But also they are told, like the 86 are told, that if they get to 6 years of fight, of war, they can leave the army and live in San Magnolia as people. Like they become people somehow.
Yeah, they suddenly get reinstated as people. I'm like, what in the what?
Yeah, exactly.
And then, but the thing is that everything the army is saying and that they are giving out in the news and stuff, nothing is true. Cause they say it's 6 years, but the war has been going on for what, 9 now? Like, I was like, what the heck is going on? It's like, there's a lot of lying, a lot of propaganda, like you say. Mm-hmm. And because the lying has been going on for this long, no one cares to tell the truth anymore. Yeah. They would rather kill everyone that knows about the lies than what the real situation is. This is why I was wondering if that man, that last handler that committed suicide, mm-hmm, actually, and that's me doing big quotation marks when I say suicide, committed suicide, because the way her uncle is actually head general, mm-hmm, and her dad was part of one of the other head generals of the army. Mm-hmm. How he talks about the 86, how he talks about the handlers who quit, like and so on, and how I feel like it's everything. They will do anything and everything to keep their secret, right? Yeah. And if that means sending these kids out to fight and not reporting that they're dying, and just changing handlers every time, it's this anime has this anime had depressed me.
Yeah, it's a really heavy like propaganda, like the themes that this anime depicts is are pretty heavy, like racism, propaganda, like social status.
Yeah, things. Warmongering, yes.
Heavy, and also like the part of AI, like when I first saw this anime, which was 3 years ago, I think, when I started watching, like when the season one stopped, like the first core.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, it was like, oh yeah, AI. And then we come, like, fast forward 2024. And
right, you know, and the AI pops up. Anything. I was like, we don't know.
And it's like, oh shit! Like yes, we should have learned with Terminator back in the 80s.
Humanity will perish because we will never learn from what we know. Because we don't, the majority of people don't care, and the people at power make sure we don't care. That's just the way it is. But let's move on from that. This anime. Because it's heavy. The themes are heavy. If you're going to watch this, be in the right space to watch this. Because this anime has a lot of, you will find yourself thinking about the real world stuff that's going on now and going on.
Yeah, and also, don't get too attached to any character.
And yes, you can't do not attach yourself to anyone. You need to have the mental space for it. If you like watching conflict and political stuff and interpersonal and political connections, this is an anime to watch because you will see a lot of that.
100%. I think up till now, three episodes in on my rewatch.
Yeah, in these three episodes, you see a lot of the you get all of those plot points already like thrown in your face.
It goes from one to 100
really fast.
Yeah, it does a good job getting you like invested in the story pretty easily or pretty like early on the story, and you start caring for Lena and you start caring for the 86 guys for the Spearhead Squadron, and it's pretty intense. So how would you rate it, Mel?
I would rate it anime wise story. I would say 3.5.
Okay. Yes. I will
and
do
that's,
something.
let me finish. And that's because the themes come too close to home for me.
Yep.
Right? So and that's not me saying it's a bad anime. It's not. I'm just saying I'm not in the... This is not, this is too close. I can't separate the themes and the feelings it brings up in me. And this, it made it hard, even though I watched a full disclosure, if I could say like this is something special, I had to watch the season because I needed closure in a way. Like I needed to understand what was going on, because if I had stopped... I would have normally stopped at the three episodes going, I can't watch this. This is too much.
Uh-huh.
I pushed through that feeling and I felt like I needed to understand the story a bit. And then when I realized that the things are not going to change by the fourth, fourth and fifth episode, I was like, okay. So yes, I would recommend if you're into, it's a good story in a way that it's heartfelt. There's a lot of drama. There's a lot of literally in the first three episodes, there's a lot of drama. There's a lot of emotions there's a lot of political intrigue. So if that's your thing, yeah, watch it. But in full disclaimer, it is if you have dealt with these types of themes like racism and subhuman treatments and all that stuff, this might be a hard pass. If you're not in the space like to watch to separate that feeling from the anime. Diego?
Oh. That was no, it's yeah, one thing I will say, it's like I'm one of the firm believers that media like movies, series, anime in this case, should not be censored in the way that like some topics do not be treated, because they exist and they existed in the past.
Correct. That is true.
Sometimes having these topics treated in a good way, like this anime does for war, does for propaganda, and does for racism, I think it's a good way to visualize it.
Yes, and also make it a space where people can discuss it.
Exactly. That's why I like to watch this. And suddenly, like lately with the censorship of some topics in the media, it's kind of we're losing that part of being able to discuss it, because they exist and we cannot negate that they exist or existed in the past.
Yeah.
And this is a great show if you want to yeah, like Mel said, like if you kind of want to watch a little bit of the reality of how propaganda works, how racism works, and the extents that it can get into, this is a good way to
this
watch
is
it.
A good yes.
Yeah, and yeah, it's a heavy anime, and I was going to say that I will do something cheesy or like, yeah, on the rating of this anime, because I was going to give it an 8.6 out of 5. And I think it's definitely an anime that you should watch. It's not the usual light novel adaptation.
I read light novel, I was like, light, they should take away the light from that thing.
we have a lot of light novel adaptations like that got famous, or like, I don't know, No Game No Life, which is kind of fun and, you know, like that, and Sword Art Online, that it's also not that heavy. This is one of the first light novel adaptations that I see that this heavy and that depicts topics that are not like that comfortable for the for the watcher or the reader in the case of the light novel. And I think it's pretty genius in the way that they treat those topics, and it's a good review and reflection of what are we letting the government say to us and how these topics are being treated. And I completely recommend this anime. We're definitely going to continue talking about it, because there's season one, season two to talk about.
I've already watched the first thing, and now I, as a completionist, when I'm this deep in, I need to see if I'm understanding what I've watched. So now I will finish this. It's not something I can binge, so I need to watch it with you know, breathing space. Mm-hmm. So we're not gonna come back straight to it in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But there will be a full review of the 86 because it's 2-parter, right?
Yeah, it's a 2-parter.
First part is 12 episodes, and then the next
I think it's 12 and 12.
Yeah, I think it's 12 and 12. Yes, 12 and 12.
Something like that.
And I'm looking at it. It says they even aired 4 specials.
Wait, no, sorry. It's 11, the first? No.
Yeah, that was just like 11 and then 12. What? And then they aired also 4 specials. I don't know about that, but I will look into that when I'm there. But yes, there will be a full review of the whole story, so we can talk through how the rest of the situation implodes, explodes, or solves itself, if it does solve itself, because I think the way the episode was, like the hangers of from episode to episode, I never felt the comfort of that this episode has any feelings to give us any happy resolved endings, right? And I'm all right with that. I don't need happy endings to everything.
Yeah,
but because, sometimes yeah, you know, when something is so dark, uh-huh. you would, I, as a person, as a watcher, I would like some reprieve.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that I will get some type of reprieves in the middles so I can readjust my feelings to watch the next episode.
And have you watched the post-credit scenes in all the episodes?
Yes, I've watched.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
it's something that sometimes some of us have missed. You know. We have this.
We're gonna call out our second friend and host, Mr. G.
Once he sees the ending, it's like, yeah, next episode.
It's done. So, yeah.
Or checking the time left.
Unlike me, I watch it both because sometimes there's post credits. But anywho, we round off our this episode, you have something else you wanna?
Yeah. No, I just want to say that. Go watch it, and if you like it, like, just leave a comment somewhere in our social media of Anime Most Wanted, or it's a pretty good story. It's pretty fresh, pretty deep, and yeah, just enjoy it the way you can.
All right, so again, thank you, Diego, for sending me down the path of deep depression. No, I'm kidding. it's interesting to see how they depict. I'm interested in seeing how they depict these themes. So, I will be watching it in moderation. It will take me a while to finish the next.
Don't worry. And we're right now in our messed up anime story era. So.
Yeah, you look. I am watching Fearin and all these cute things just so I can get away from this. I literally picked up four more cute animes.
I will give you another anime that it's pretty cool and pretty light for you to watch in between. Just like a hint of something I want to talk later. Here, I don't know if you have watched it, but it's called Apothecary Diaries.
Okay, so it's on my list. Like,
that one.
I'm gonna add it because I know it's a hot topic thing, and people are talking about it. And all my friends are like, "Yeah, watch it, watch it, watch it." I said it's on my list to binge because I have other stuff that I'm watching in pieces, and I need a bingeable anime. So yes. We will be back with an episode of the Apothecary Diaries. Don't worry, people.
Okay, great.
Alrighty, well, thank you all for listening, staying, hanging around. Leave us a comment on what you think about the episodes, or what you think about the anime. Also, if you're gonna watch 86 or not, if you have watched it already, let us know your feelings about it. Try to keep it spoiler free-ish in the comments because other people might still wanna watch it. But you could always DM me if you wanna like go in depth. I don't mind chatting in depth in my DMs about an anime that I have seen. You can find me on Instagram on ArcRogueMel. And the place used to be known as Twitter as @art_rogue_mel. And Diego, how they can find you?
So you can find me in your imagination. I'm just a figment of that. You can find me on Twitter, now X, as @SurrealianSniper. I talk there about anime. I'm not that online anymore. in that social media. I just repost some stuff from anime. But if you want to talk about any kind of anime, especially Dragon Ball or any other of the big three shonen, but yeah, I'm pretty knowledgeable in anime. So hit me a DM and we can talk and follow me there.
Yes, and you can find this podcast at Anime's Most Wanted on all socials and all podcast streaming services. Please like, comment, subscribe, share, follow all the social media thingies that everyone says. And thank you for listening. And until the next episode, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Anime's Most Wanted podcast. Don't forget to follow us on all our socials that are linked in the description. Take care, and we'll see you next episode.